Blog Talk Radio. am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Look, we do not concern ourselves with the cost. We're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right. I could not resist of playing that song tonight. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. I love Molly Hatchet. And if you listen to the words are explaining exactly what the hell is going on in this country today. How much more can we take with all of this corruption? How much more can we take? I can't take any more. I've had enough. I had enough a long time ago, but that's me. But how much more can this country take? We can't. We're going to bust. We're going to burst. We're going to explode. Is that what we want? Do we want another friggin' war? Is that what we want? We want a civil war? Is that what we want? I don't. We can solve these problems. We can solve these problems. But we just have to do it. We have to stop accepting the unacceptable. Stop tolerating the intolerable. Stop being patient with things we should not be patient for. How do you be patient with corruption? How do you do that? How do you be tolerant with corruption? How do you do that? Well, yeah, I guess you got to be a Democrat. Because I don't know how to do it. I have no skills. Look, you know, a man's got to know his limitations. And I have absolutely zero skills on how to be patient with corruption. How to be tolerant. How to accept it. I don't know how to accept it. I wouldn't even know where the hell to frickin' begin. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We will be taking calls in the second hour, as always, 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. Now remember, the chat room is for you, okay? Don't send me personal messages because I don't read them. I can't be bogged down with trying to do a show and doing nothing but answering personal messages in my chat room. You want to chat with me? Well, then you call me because this is where I chat. I chat with my voice. I don't chat in the chat room. I chat with my voice. So you got something you want to say to me? Well, give me a call. 646-716-7978. And when you do, make sure you press the number 1. It gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you do have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, it doesn't matter to me. Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters, I don't give a damn. You've been tyrannized, you got to get your story out there. Here's what you do. You get on Facebook. You type in the captain. It shows up news personality. Well, you send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out. Well, you climb aboard to get your story out. It is that simple. Look, it's your voice. And your voice is important. And if you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, real quick before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day. Oh, good. I dread going into the scuttlebutt of the day. I mean, I just do. But we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to suck it up and we got to do it. Please support my good friends on Blog Talk Radio from Global Patriot Network, my good friend Vito Esposito, on Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Kel Fritzy, my first mate, she's on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. And, of course, Annie from Southern Sense, who also comes on my Friday night show. Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. He comes on my Friday night show. His show is Thursday nights and Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. And, of course, my girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, who is also simulcast on Red State Radio. She's also on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. She's got a really good show. She really does. So check them out. Look, if you want to find out where the news is, this is where the news is, right here. You're not going to get the news on the news, so forget about it. You're not going to get the news on television. You're not going to, certainly not going to get the news from the newspapers. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to get it there. Right here, Blog Talk Radio. this is where you're getting the news, because you're hearing real people talking about real issues. And we are not beholden to any corporate monkeys. So we can say and do whatever the hell we want. We can actually come out and tell the truth without fear of losing our job. So this is where you're hearing the news. This is where you're getting the news. So it sucks, but you know, you got to listen to a lot of people. You do. You got to listen to a lot of different people. If you want to find out what's really going on, well, then do it. If not, well, then stay at home, sit on the couch, have another bag of Cheetos, and watch your goddamn Kardashians. I really don't care. All right, we got a lot to get through here tonight, and we have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors! All right. Like I said earlier, and that's why I played the song tonight, Flirting with Disaster with Molly Hatchet, or by Molly Hatchet, is how much more can we take? How much more corruption can this country take? How much more can we take? What do we have to do here? What is it going to take for people to open their eyes, open their minds? Good God. What is it going to take for people to wake up and see the corruption, the dishonesty, how dangerous our government and the citizens who support this crap have become? Yeah, it is dangerous. The security of our free state is in jeopardy. We are losing it. Actually, we're not losing it. We're giving it away. We're not even selling it. We're giving it away. Here it is. Here's all my freedoms. Here you go. Oh, here's another one. Why? What the hell are we doing? This is suicide. America is committing suicide. Well, I can't stand by and watch it happen. I can't do it. Donald Trump can't do it. That's why he ran. And I really respect Donald Trump for doing that, because he did not have to do this. He did not have to run for president. But he was in a position to run. He had the ability to run. If I had the ability to run, I would run. Hell yeah. And I'm just like Donald Trump. I can't deal with corruption. I can't deal with it. I have no patience for it. I have no tolerance for it. And yeah, I hope he does. I hope he prosecutes people. I hope he does drain the swamp. Because that's what's needed. That is what is needed. What scares the living bejesus out of me is, you know for a fact, once he starts draining the swamp, somebody's going to try to kill him. Somebody's going to try to assassinate him. And why? I just can't understand. Look, we're getting saved here. We got somebody that wants to get rid of the crap, wants to bring our country back. And they want to assassinate him. Well, of course they do. Because he threatens their way of life. Their way of life is taking away your way of life. Controlling your way of life. Controlling your thought. Controlling your feelings. Controlling everything about you. Your health care. Everything about you. The security of our free state is in jeopardy. Now, I know a lot of people have been talking about this. I've hinted on it. I've talked about it too. And it's really starting to pick up, because I do pay attention to what other people say. So, you know, I kind of have an idea of what the hell's going on. And it just seems that no matter who wins this election, first of all, this election is not going to get over November 9th. Okay? November 9th, that's when the election actually begins. This election is not going to be over November 9th. If Hillary Clinton wins, yeah, you're going to have a lot of people on the right that are going to have to stand up, because they know they've been cheated. These polls are rigged. I mean, come on. It is too obvious that these polls are rigged. The overwhelming evidence that is out there, and I got a clip tonight, and we're going to play it, of liberals that just, I mean, here's the thing about liberals. The more evidence that you show that proves them wrong, well, the harder they deny it. I mean, you could literally show Hillary Clinton boiling a puppy on video, and they would blame it on the Russians. They would blame it on James O'Keefe that he edited the video out of context. Huh? What is this out of context? What the hell does that mean? Well, that's what I'm going to play here pretty soon here tonight, the clip. But James O'Keefe's, yeah, he's got to edit it. I mean, we can't watch, you know, 40 hours of this stuff. But what he did show, I mean, it's obvious. It doesn't matter what the friggin' ethics people say. We have to win this mother effer. You can't edit that out of context. What context could that possibly be? I don't know. I'm not a liberal. In the end, it was the candidate, Hillary Clinton, the future president of the United States, wanted ducks on the ground. So by God, we get ducks on the ground. How is that edited out of context? How in the hell is that edited out of context? She wanted a duck, a Donald Duck. Well, she did violate a bunch of campaign rules, but she's violated the Constitution. She's violated so many laws. And I really do believe, I really, 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 in my heart of hearts, I really believe that the reason why Hillary Clinton has not been prosecuted is because they're not protecting Hillary Clinton. They're protecting Barack Obama. They're protecting the president. They are protecting Barack Obama. And that's why, and then, you know, I got to hand it to Hillary Clinton. She, first of all, she's not the smartest woman on planet Earth. She's not the smartest human being on Earth. But she is pretty smart when it comes to corruption, because she knows who to corrupt. She corrupts the right people. So they get entangled into her web, and they have to protect her to protect themselves. And that's why they protect her. And that's why we've got to put an end to her. That's why we need Donald Trump to drain the swamp. It is so important. Look, anybody who's going to be voting for Hillary Clinton at this point is either deliberately obtuse or just an abject idiot. Both of which is unacceptable to me. Unacceptable. You cannot possibly be this deliberately obtuse unless you are an abject idiot. Idiot. And why? Why do you want to turn your head? I mean, look what Richard Nixon did. And I've talked about this several times on this show. What Richard Nixon did? What Richard Nixon did in the early 70s today is not only legal, but encouraged. And they would have impeached him if he didn't resign. Well, you know, Congress does have the right, they do have the ability to impeach Hillary Clinton, whether she's in office or not. They can impeach her from holding any office, any public office. But why aren't they doing it? Well, we got Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, you might as well just be a Democrat. We need to get rid of, we need to not only get a new president, but we need to get a new Congress. Because Congress is the one, if you're going to follow the Constitution, which, you know, who follows the Constitution anymore? The government doesn't follow it. Our judicial system doesn't follow it. Half of our police frickin' doesn't follow it. They tell you up front, we don't need the Constitution. We don't have to follow the Constitution. We can break into your home. We don't need no stinking Constitution. Well, yeah, you do. The citizens certainly don't follow it because they don't know it. They've never been taught it, except for that it's racist and it's homophobic and misogynist and it's out of date. Since when in the hell is freedom for everybody homophobic and misogynist and out of date and racist? I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. Good freaking God. Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies. We are starting anarchy here. How do you edit that out of context? We're starting anarchy here. Edited out of context. Shut up. Only we manipulated the vote with money and action, not with laws. So how the hell is that edited out of context? We manipulated the vote with money and action, not with laws. How in the hell can you possibly think that that is edited out of context? And these polls, don't give me this. First of all, don't give me this garbage that Donald Trump is behind 3 points, 12 points. And I talked to my brother today, and I really, you know, because now we're starting to see the polls show that Donald Trump is gaining ground. Well, here's what the polls, I think, are doing. Is because they finally have come aware. First of all, they're not polling the right people. You know who they're polling. They're polling the people that they know the answer that they're going to get. And that's why they're polling them. College students, Democrats, wherever they are. I mean, it's not real. And who follows the polls? And why would you want to follow the polls? That's number one. Why would you want to follow these polls? Does it matter what your neighbor is voting for? Or does it matter who you're voting for? Who gives a damn who your damn neighbor's voting for? Who cares what the rest of the country is voting for? You got to concern yourself with who you are voting for. Don't worry about somebody else. What the hell difference does that make? Who other people are voting for? You got to concern yourself with who you are voting for. Don't worry about that. I've never paid attention to these polls, but these polls are garbage. And here's my theory, and I was talking to my brother today. And I think these pollsters have realized that they've been caught. And the American people have woken up and realized that their polls are garbage. They're junk. And they know that they're not real. So now they're having to change it and say, oh, Donald Trump is gaining ground. Well, the polls were manipulated for one reason. Two reasons. One is to try to suppress the vote by getting the Donald Trump supporters to just stay at home. Oh, well, we ain't got a chance. I'm just going to stay home. Number two, you know that the Democrats are going to cheat. Now, we have never, ever, I've never seen it where we've seen it in the news. We've seen it on social media. We see it every election cycle. That Republicans go in, they vote for a Republican, and the voting machine switches it to a Democrat. It's been going on forever, but we never see, never, ever, 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 ever see a Democrat go in, vote for a Democrat, and have it switch to Republican. We've never seen that once. Why is that? Gee, I don't know. Well, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to do everything they can to cheat. But I think the numbers are so overwhelming. They can cheat all they want to. It ain't going to matter. Most of the Democrats, first of all, half the Democrats can't stand Hillary Clinton. Believe it or not, they don't like her. The Bernie Sanders crowd certainly doesn't like her after what they did. And Bernie Sanders should actually be the nominee. And the Democrats knew it. They seen him gaining ground, and that's why they went into, well, you know, panic mode. And Hillary Clinton sucked up all these super delegates, paid them off, and that's the only way she won. She won by cheating. Bernie Sanders, which I'm not a fan of, but Bernie Sanders should be the Democratic nominee. There were more people voting for Bernie Sanders than Hillary Clinton. But Hillary's all pissed off because she thought that she should have got the nominee when Barack Obama came in. But Barack Obama beat her. And she was not about to be beat again. And now she really is pissed off that she's getting beat by Donald Trump, who's not a politician. Wait a minute, I can't be beaten by a civilian. Well, yeah, you can. You're actually beating yourself, Hillary Clinton, with all of your corruption, all of your crimes. And yeah, you have committed crimes, several of them. Now, I've talked about this before. Maybe the FBI really doesn't want to prosecute her, because if they do, Barack Obama is just going to pardon her, because Barack Obama has to pardon her, because if she gets prosecuted, so does he. He is actually connected in her crime web. And that's what this is really all about. This is not about protecting Hillary Clinton. This is about protecting Barack Obama. I really believe that in my heart of hearts. And that's why we see Michelle Obama today out there hugging it up and campaigning with Hillary Clinton. They're really pushing this because, look, again, if Barack Obama gets prosecuted, well, it looks like Michelle, well, she's going to suffer too. She won't get that money, that taxpayer money that's supposed to come to her every year. And now her mother is going to get $160,000 a year. $160,000 a year because she babysitted her grandchildren. Huh. How many grandparents out there that you know of? And there's a lot of them. How many of them out there do you think that would dare to ask that they get $160,000 taxpayer dollars a year because they babysitted their grandchildren? These people are snakes. I mean, they are literally, they're draining this country dry, and that's why we need Donald Trump to put an end to it. Now, he's not going to put a complete end to it, but he can at least mitigate enough of it where we can actually get a handle on our own country. Now, that may end up, and that's what I was talking about earlier, it may actually end up in a, you know, civil unrest. And I think that's what the Democrats want. Well, I'd be careful, Democrats. I'd be careful. You're going to pick a fight with the right. You best be very careful with that. Don't do it. That's my recommendation with you. That's my recommendation to you. Do not do it. Be careful what you ask for, because there's people out there that will give it to you. And I'm telling you, you're going to get your entire ass handed to you if you pick a fight with the right. Do not turn this into a civil unrest against the right. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're not going to win. You can't win. You will lose. The entire country is going to lose. But if Donald Trump wins, oh yeah, you know the left. You know the left is going to fight it. Hey, wait a minute. We cheated fair and square. How can this possibly be that Donald Trump won? Well, Donald Trump is winning. Now, here's another argument. Now, yeah, I mean, you look at the rallies, and Tim Kaine had to cancel a rally today because there was just nobody that would show up. He had to cancel it. Nobody would show up. He had to cancel it. Well, who's Tim Kaine, and why would I want to listen to him? I mean, I don't know. Hillary Clinton couldn't get anybody. That's why she brought in Michelle Obama. And most of those people, you know damn good and well, are paid to show up to her rallies. And she still doesn't have very many. I mean, Donald Trump is filling stadiums, and as many people he's got in the stadium, he's got at least that many waiting outside because it can't get in. And this argument, and I've seen this with Megyn Kelly, and I've heard this argument from several people. Well, it doesn't matter about the crowds because Mitt Romney had a huge crowd wherever he went, and he still lost the election. Well, Stop. Okay. Let me help you out with that. First of all, there's a huge difference between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. People who are showing up to Donald Trump rallies are there because they genuinely support him and they want him to win. People who showed up to Mitt Romney rallies were not supporting him to win. They just didn't want Barack Obama to win. They would have showed up to Elmer frickin' Fudd if he'd had a rally and was running against Barack Obama. They weren't showing up to support Mitt Romney. They were showing up to fight against Barack Obama. That's why they showed up. Big difference between showing up at a Mitt Romney rally and a Donald Trump rally. A Donald Trump rally, people are there because they're enthused. They support him genuinely. And they're in love with his message. And he's got a message. I don't care if you're on the left or on the right. We've heard Donald Trump's message. We have not heard Hillary Clinton's message. What is Hillary Clinton's message? Oh, I'm going to fight for women's rights and gay rights and minority rights. What? What the hell does that mean? I'm going to fight for women's rights. What does that mean? What do you mean fight for them? Kind of like what you did with your foundation? How you paid women less than men? Is that what? And what do you mean fight? Doing what? How are you going to fight? What are you actually going to do for women's rights, minority rights, and gay rights? What? I mean, you can't get, I mean, this woman is so empty in her speaking, and how people see that, I don't know. She never says anything. I've never heard this woman say anything constructive, anything with any substance. Donald Trump has a message, and I'm going to get into it tonight. I'm going to cover his 100-day pledge. He's specific. He tells you exactly what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. But we don't hear that from Hillary Clinton. We can't have that. What I'd like to know is when is enough is enough? Because enough is enough for me a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago, years ago. But I want to know when is enough going to be for America? What do we have to do? What actually needs to happen for people to understand how corrupt and how dangerous these Clintons are? What has to happen? I mean, my God, we've got videos showing and explaining in great detail that the money comes from Hillary Clinton to the DNC and then to these operative groups. They go out there and they start fights at Trump rallies. They manipulate the vote. They bus in people and they say, yeah, we've been doing this for 50 years. We've been busting people in. And we're not going to stop now. Only thing we're going to do is just change our tactics, but we're still going to cheat. Oh, no, nothing to see here. So let's play this clip here now. I want to play this clip here now. Now, this clip is, I edited it a little bit. Yes, and I edited it out of context. Yeah. Edited it out of context. I mean, these people, do you even know what that word means, context? Listen to this crap. I want you to listen to this garbage, the junk, this filth, this trash. And these are voters. These are people that are actually going to go to the voting booth and vote. This is scary stuff, man. This is scary, scary stuff. Now, I want you to listen. These are liberals completely denying these Veritas videos. They all think that it's fake and it's by the Russians. And it's edited out of context. The Russians. I mean, give up with the Russians already. Give it up with the freaking Russians. Okay? And it doesn't matter if the Russians did steal these emails. It doesn't matter. We need to concentrate on the context, the content, excuse me. I got the word context in my head. But the content of the emails, not where they came from or how we got them, but the content in the emails, the content of the video. But they don't want to do that because it exposes them. And they know they're in trouble, and they're in big trouble. They're in big, big, big trouble. They're losing this election, and they know it. So go ahead. Let's play this clip here now. These are liberals absolutely, completely, 100% denying the Veritas videos. Go ahead and play that clip.
Have you seen the Project Veritas videos that recently came out showing Democratic Party operatives talking about busing in violent protesters to Trump rallies and talking about committing massive voter fraud?
I have heard about this, and I heard parts of the video that's taken out of context, and I know it's out there, but it's yet to be substantiated.
I think of the five, there are currently six states that have the polls within 5 points, and of those six states,
what?
The Secretary of State and the governor, 11 of the 12 seats are held by Republicans, so I think it's highly unlikely the Republicans would work to rig an election for Hillary Clinton.
What the hell are you talking about?
So what
idiot?
Do you think about the Project Veritas videos then?
I have not seen that, but obviously any election fraud would be wrong, but there's no evidence that I know of that's substantiated. I have not heard anything like that, so it doesn't concern me. I don't think it's reputable information.
It looks like it, but basically I don't think Democrats would benefit anything by doing that, so yes, I don't want to believe that.
Yes, I did.
Do you think that it's kind of rightfully so after that video coming out that some people might have concerns about election rigging?
I think people have concerns, but I think they're unfounded. I think the elections have happened for years and there's never been problems.
I have not seen those videos. I have no comment on their authenticity. I know nothing about what you're talking about.
You're an idiot.
Well, frankly, if there is voter fraud, then there should be hard proof, and we just haven't seen it.
In the recent Project Veritas videos that were just released showing Democratic Party operatives working through shell corporations talking about how they commit and conduct voter fraud, do you think that might be where these concerns are coming from?
They're edited and they're not true. They're edited and they're not true. That's
you're an idiot.
You can't believe it. And you can't believe InfoWars either. InfoWars is just Breitbart and Alex Jones and full of conspiracies.
That's
and we're
it.
Better
Alex
than
Jones.
Them.
Actually, the news.
I mean, my God. Unsubstantiated? What are you talking about? Nothing is substantiated. What do you mean? I mean, it is so obvious. And it's unfounded? How do you. Unfounded! And there's no hard proof. I mean, my God, there is so much hard proof with all these emails, all these videos. There's an overwhelming amount of hard proof. These people just flat refuse to accept it. Why? Oh, it's just Breitbart and Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And it's all these things. It's never the truth. No, no, no. Oh, it's InfoWars, I mean, where the hell are these people coming from? They obviously don't watch InfoWars. They obviously don't watch any of this stuff on the right. So they don't know. They hear. That's all they do. They hear from other people, from their friends on social media, when they're hanging out in their coffee shops. They hear these names, and so they just regurgitate them. That's all they're doing. Oh, and they're edited out of context. And James O'Keefe, yeah, he's there with InfoWars. And InfoWars is Breitbart. And, you know, and they're fake. It's fake news. How is it fake news? You want to talk about fake news? Let's talk ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. And, unfortunately, a great deal of Fox News anymore is becoming fake news. And we're sick of it. The American people have had enough. We cannot take any more of it. And why should we? Only we manipulated the vote with money and action, not with laws. How is that unfounded? How is that not hard proof? Look at all of the emails. Oh, that's right. The emails, they were stolen by the Russians. So if they're stolen, that means they're not legitimate. I mean, what? I mean, how do you connect that? That doesn't even make any sense to me. Because they were stolen? Okay, yeah, they were stolen. But I didn't hear anybody on the left bitching and complaining when WikiLeaks was stealing information from the Bush administration. We didn't hear nothing from them. We heard a little bit from the right, but not very much. And I didn't have a problem with it, because at that point I was pissed off at the Bush administration. I was sick of everybody. That's why the second time around I didn't vote for anybody. I voted for myself. I certainly was not going to vote for John Kerry. My God. I have too much respect for myself and too much respect for this country that I would vote for John Kerry. Just because, even if the Russians did it, which I don't believe for a second that they did, I believe this was an inside job. I really believe this was an inside job. And it doesn't matter who did it. It's the content of the information that we are seeing. That's what matters. And they know that they've been caught. They know that they've been exposed. So they're doing everything they can to try to convince people that, oh, it's fake. Simply because the Russians took it, then it's fake. And you got Josh Earnest. This guy, what a creep. I know he has to protect the president and all, being the press secretary. But, I mean, at some point, I mean, how does this guy sleep with himself? How does this guy sleep with himself? How do any of these liberals sleep with themselves? I mean, I don't know. But the American people have caught on to it. And, yeah, the liberal media, they're not happy. Oh, no, 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 no. The press is pissed. These cupcake journalists now are reporting that they are victims. They're victims. They're victims. Press are victims of Trump supporters who chant mean things like CNN sucks, and they call them prostitutes. Well, first of all, CNN does suck, and the press are prostitutes. They're not saying anything other than the truth. I'm sorry, but the media, you have been exposed, and the American people are fighting back. They're fighting back, and the press doesn't like it. They're like, wait a minute. We've been manipulating their minds forever, and now all of a sudden they're not listening to us. They're not following our orders. What the hell? We can't handle that. We don't. What? Whoa. Well, that's anarchy. Can't have that. That's unconstitutional. I mean, good. I mean, for what? The press, you deserve it. Look, I lost respect for the press, and I still remember this to this day. It was in 1972. Now, I was either 6 or 7 years old at that time. Exactly how old I was, I don't know, but it was 6 or 7. It was 1972. This is when I first learned of Yasser Arafat and the PLO. And the only reason why I remember it is because the name Yasser Arafat and the PLO was in the news every single day for decades after that. My mother, being the teacher, I'm in my mother's bedroom watching a small little black and white television. Because not everybody had color television. There were still people had color TVs. We had one color TV in the house, and the rest were black and white. They still sold black and white TVs in the early 70s, believe it or not. So I'm watching this, watching the news, and I used to watch the news. I was crazy. When I was a kid, believe it or not, I was nuts. My mother thought I was freaking crazy. But during the Watergate hearings, I would get out of school and I would run home. I'd get off the bus and I would run home. And instead of watching Sesame Street, I'd be watching the Watergate hearings because PBS used to cover it. And I would sit there and watch it. My mom thought I was crazy. I didn't barely hardly knew what the hell was going on, but I found it interesting. But I'm watching this show and the news, and they're carrying Yasser Arafat down the street. And, you know, and I was asking my mom, and my mom explained to me that's Yasser Arafat. He's a terrorist. He's with the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. She told me all about it. She's going back and forth in the bathroom getting dressed. And I just remember it because he was in the news every day after that. Now, if he was only in the news that day, I would have never remembered it. But because he was in the news and the PLO was in the news every day for decades after it, you couldn't help but remember it. Well, then they went to a local story. I can't even remember what the story was. And I was telling my mom, I said, Mom, this guy's lying. She said, no, he's a newscaster. They don't lie. They're giving you the news. I said, Mom, this guy is lying. He's not telling the truth. She goes, no, he's the newscaster. They're delivering the news. They're giving the news. That's the truth. That's what happened. I said, Mom, no. This guy is lying. I was 6, 7 years old, and I could tell the son of a bitch was lying to me. I have never had respect for the media since then. And the media has yet to give me a reason to have any respect for them. America is finally waking up. We cannot have respect for our media. We are tired of being lied to. We're lied to we're lied to on television. We're lied to on the radio. We're lied to everywhere we go, and we're tired of it. We're sick and tired of it. And now we got the press. Their little feelings are hurt because the American people woke up and aren't buying their BS anymore. And now they're victims. Victims. Victim? A victim? Victim? You're not a victim. You're the freaking perpetrator. The hell you talk? Victim? A victim? You're not a victim. A victim? Oh, they're sniveling. They're called prostitutes. And CNN sucks. My feelings are hurt. I need my safe space. God damn it. I'm tired of this crap. And yeah, I really do believe, and we got Donald Trump talking about this, and I know I had my good friend Chuck Williams, he came on the other night talking about this. There's a lot of people talking about this. If Hillary Clinton does win, yeah, we are looking at if it doesn't happen, we got a great big potential of it happening, of going into World War III. And we don't need it. We don't want it. We can't afford it. Nobody wants to go to war. And if we do go into a world war, it's not going to be just be countries fighting countries. It's going to be everybody fighting everywhere on every continent. Everybody fighting everybody on every continent. And for what? 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 I know they want to end, they want to mitigate the human population because there's too many humans on planet Earth, and they want to save it from the planet melting because of this phony cockamamie global warming and this is just no. They want to put an end or mitigate the human population for one reason and one reason only. Because it's a lot easier to control. You got too many people on planet Earth, they won't be able to control them. And that's what this is really all about. That's what it's about. It's about power. It's about control. Well, we are seeing signs of the American, or not only American people, but human beings fighting against it. They're waking up. That's why we had Brexit. And that's why we have people voting for Donald Trump, because we have people waking up saying, no, we don't want this globalization. We don't want it. We reject it. Well, you know, we got to stand up at some point. I mean, if you just want to surrender, which I don't even know what that word means. I have no concept of what that word means, surrender. I don't know what it means. I don't even like saying the word. I mean, I get this feeling in my stomach, you know, and it comes up to my throat when I even say the word. I even think of the word. We're Americans. We don't surrender. What the hell is that? We're not surrendering. This is our freedom. This is our way of life, and we're going to surrender. Surrender to who? To what? Why? We don't surrender our way of life to no one, ever, to anything. We do not surrender our way of life. You surrender your way of life, you've just given up your life. I mean, you might as well, you know, grab a knife and commit Harry Caray. Because that's exactly what the hell you're doing. If you're going to surrender your way of life, you're giving up your life. Your way of life is your life. Don't give up your life. For what? For what? What are you doing? Think about it, America. Why do you want to surrender to these people? I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, he only wants to do good things. He laid it out. He was very specific in what he wanted to do. He wants to give a tax cut bigger than Ronald Reagan. Oh, my God, that's horrible. That's terrible. I mean, the middle class getting a tax cut, that's horrible. He wants to end the Offshoring Act and put tariffs on these companies going over to Mexico, hiring Mexicans at 30 cents an hour, and bringing their cars across America and selling them for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, making gazillions of frickin' money. He wants to put an end to that. That's horrible. I mean, just think about it. If these companies didn't move over to Mexico, an American would have a job. Ah, we can't have Americans having jobs. Ah. He wants to put an end to the funding to these sanctuary cities who are allowing criminals. These are murderers. They're rapists. They're child molesters. These are bad people. Yeah, they are bad hombres. And it doesn't matter whether they're coming from Mexico or whatever country they're coming from, but they're coming through Mexico. And they're coming to your shores. They're coming everywhere. Coming from Canada, coming from the West, coming from the East. They're coming everywhere. And he wants to put an end to that? Get rid of criminals coming over to this country? That's a bad thing? That's racist? That's racist to you people? I mean, what the hell? I mean, my God. I mean, everything in his plan, his 100-day plan, which you haven't heard it, most people have heard it by now. Just listen to one of his rallies. He covers it. But I'd like to cover it. I was going to cover it Monday, word for word, every bit of it, but I couldn't sign on. It took me forever to sign on tonight. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I was watching a Trump rally on Facebook today, and all of a sudden it cut off. And everybody's over there texting, what the hell's going on here? And then I go back into where my notices are on Facebook, and the notice that Trump rally was starting, that was deleted as well. Well, I finally found it. Fox News didn't have it. Fox News, Fox News Channel, the FoxNews.com, they always play the Trump rallies. Well, they weren't playing his Trump rally. Do you know who they were playing? They were playing Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. This is Fox News. They're playing Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton rally, but they didn't have the link to Donald Trump's rally? I mean, what in the hell? I, I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what anybody says. Donald Trump is winning. The American people are winning. That's who's actually winning. Not Donald Trump, but the American people. The American people are winning because they've woken up. They've woken up and said, wait a minute, we can't handle any more of this. We got the press. We got the government. Now we got the FBI. We got the justice system. We got all these people all corrupt. We can't have this. We got all of our jobs being sent to Mexico. We got all these illegal aliens coming over here, killing our people, raping our women, bringing in their drugs, bringing in their crime. We got ISIS living in America. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. They're here. All he wants to do is simply make America great again. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, America's always been great. Well, yeah, but we haven't really been great for quite a while. We used to be. We used to be. But we don't have the military like we used to have anymore. I mean, our Air Force is, what Air Force? Our Navy. How many ships do we have? Well, yeah, we've got technology, but we don't have the numbers. Look, in order for America to survive, America must maintain the biggest, baddest, meanest military on planet Earth at all times. And I served under Ronald Reagan during the Cold War. And yeah, we were out to sea with Russians. We weren't supposed to talk to them in port, but, you know, we're drunken sailors and we would do it from time to time. But back then in the Cold War, let me tell you, the Russians and the United States did everything they could to not go to war with each other. And now we got the United States. They can't wait to start a war with Russia, which is the dumbest thing that we could ever do. I don't understand that. Makes no freaking sense to me. None of this crap makes any freaking sense to me. All right, we're going to go to the phones here 2 minutes early. And I'm going to start at the top of the list here. Now, I've got no way of telling what your name is. So I'm just going to read the last four digits of your phone number. When I do, you're going to be on the air. So if the last four digits are 0144, you're on the air. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Vanessa. And
I
love what you're saying. I hope you're right. I hope Donald Trump is winning. But then I'm scared that the Democrats are going to fix it to where we don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been in a situation for the last 2 years. And we really don't cry out for our constitutional rights until they've been taken away from us.
Right.
And my family has saw the lack of rights that we get in the courts. It ruined my whole family. And I hope that we can dig out of the swamp of the mess that we've been in.
No, you hit on a really good point, is nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to fight for anything until it's too late.
Right.
And I don't know if you had problems with CPS and, you know, family court with all that, which I do cover that on this show a lot. They don't like me. And believe me,
yeah,
I don't like them. And they've tried to kick me off the air several times, and it hasn't worked, and it's never going to work. But nobody wants
Thank
to say
goodness.
Anything. Yeah, nobody wants to say anything until it happens to them. So it can happen to your neighbor. Oh, so what? They got the kids taken away. All of a sudden, they had to have been guilty because, the government just wouldn't walk into your house, steal your kids. Well, yeah, they do. And they're stealing your kids for one reason, for money. For money, taxpayer money, and these governors, they don't give a damn because they're balancing their states off of your stolen children. And they say, hey, look, I balance a state budget. Vote for me again. Why?
Yeah.
You stole my children. You balance your state budget off of my children, off of taxpayer dollars. But nobody wants to say anything. Everybody says, oh, you know, what it is, it's out of sight, out of mind. If they don't see it, well, then they don't think about it until it happens to them. And then they want to go, hey, wait a minute. How come nobody's coming to my defense? Well, no one's coming to your defense because you didn't come to anybody else's defense. And that's the way it is. Look, your neighbor gets attacked, so do you. I don't care. You can hate the son of a bitch. He gets attacked, you get over there and you help him. You help him because you're going to need his help one day.
Right. We're supposed to stand up for each other's rights, but nobody does that. They run and hide, and they believe these people. You know, when they don't record a message in DCFS, and it wasn't just DCFS that did this to me. We were in the juvenile court system. I have three of my sons that did something that they didn't know was wrong to do, because the world tells them it's, you know, society tells them, oh, you know, you can do this or you can do that that can't do. And they don't uphold it until they actually do it. And then they were put in prison for it.
Well, that juvenile court is just as bad. I mean, they are taking these young kids. I mean, I don't give a damn. Look, marijuana, I don't care. You smoke a doobie? My God, you do not need to go to 10 years in prison for smoking a doobie. And they bring these kids in there, and they go to these private prisons. These judges are getting kickbacks. They're making money off of taking kids. These are kids. Look, my God, the stuff that I did when I was a kid. I mean, if I'd done half of what I did when I was a kid today, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't do that. You got to teach kids. And teaching kids by throwing them in prison is not teaching them. All you're doing is you're taking an innocent kid and you're creating them into a prisoner. You're creating them into a monster. You're creating a convict. You're creating a criminal. It doesn't make any sense to me. The juvenile court, I got no respect for. I got none. None.
Well, and here we were, my husband and I were both fighting, saying, listen, you know, we're together, we'll, you know, make it right. We'll do whatever you want. But they wanted the boys to live in a boys' home. And these boys' homes make money just like the prisons.
Sure.
Yeah, they get money.
It's the same thing. A boy's home and a prison is the same thing.
Yeah, it is. They get a little bit more freedom, but not. And you know, here, growing up, or while my kids were growing up, you always heard that, oh, you have to be so careful. You don't want to psychologically damage them. Well, what did they do when my kids did wrong? And it was first offense that my kids got in trouble for. And they knew it was wrong because I had told them that it was wrong religiously. We grew up in the religion, you know, Christian religion, and I told them, you know, that this isn't acceptable behavior. But society was telling them, oh, yeah, go ahead, you know, through all of the internet.
A couple things here. First of all, if you don't mind me asking, actually three things. If you don't mind me asking, what exactly did your kids really do?
They played the game Truth or Dare with some kids that were of various ages.
What's the name of that?
Truth or Dare.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Truth or Dare. Oh, God. Oh, well, lock them up. I mean, they got no business being in society.
It's what they did with it. It's what they did with it, the game. You know, you dare somebody to do something that...
Right.
And then because they did this, and they did it on my property, they came and took my little girl away from me, DCFS. It was the sheriff that called. They came to our house at 1:30 in the morning, and we were asleep. I woke up because any little noise, I'm the one that wakes up.
Right.
And I looked out. I saw six sheriffs outside my door. I told my husband, you know, we thought, oh, my God, because my adult daughter was not home. And we were thinking the worst. We opened the door, and they wanted to immediately come inside. They said that things had happened. They didn't want to tell us everything. And I keep going back at that night. I wish I would have said, do you have a warrant? You know, no, the kids are asleep. You don't come in. You know, something like that, but I didn't. I let them in, or we let them in. Or actually, we didn't say anything. They confronted us, you know, stepped forward, and we kind of stepped back, and that was letting them in. And they handcuffed my 13 and 15-year-old,
Well, see, that's not policing. That's over-policing. And over-policing, I'm sorry, is not policing. You don't need to go over the top of that. Come on.
Yeah, and the one of the child's parents who was the complainant, the one that was awarded my daughter.
All right. My second and third thing is, secondly, you got to come on my show next week, and I'll give you the full 2 hours. We got to cover this story, okay? Your story's got to get out there. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely insanity. And these are the stories that I do cover on my show. So you got to come on my show. And I do look, looks like Joseph Gibson, who's also a broadcaster on Blog Talk Radio, I'm sure he'd love to have you on his show. You've got to get this out, and you got to get it out as much as you can. Now, go on. Do you have Facebook, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what you do. You get on Facebook, and you type in the captain, and it'll show up news personality. I think there's a couple of them. But it'll show up news personality. You'll see a ship, and you'll see my show Placid on there. So you'll know it's me. You send me a message, okay? Send me a message. I gotta bring you on. We gotta talk about this story. Now, do you have a custody of your children now? Or are they still in group homes or boys' homes?
I have my daughter. They closed the DCFS case. We got her out of it took several weeks before we got her out of that home and into my
How old was your daughter? How old was your
11.
Daughter?
11.
Jesus,
she
must have been
school.
Just scared out of her wits.
She was. And they took her from school, and they can never talk to us. And the thing is the judge threatens my family that if I say anything that he's gonna we're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, they do that all the time because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be exposed. Well, that's what I do. I expose people. I'm sorry. Look, if you don't want anybody talking about your bad behavior, well then don't do bad behavior.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong?
Right. I mean, I waited 2 years for this, and finally that's why I called, because...
Well, good for you. I'm glad you did. Now, how old is your daughter now? She was 11 when she was abducted. She was kidnapped. That's what they are.
Yes.
That's an abduction.
Yes.
It's a kidnapping.
She was kidnapped. She was 13. I mean, she was 11, and now she's 13.
Okay.
So I'm in danger of them taking her again, but... I'm going ahead and doing this.
And I take it your 15-year-old, he's 18 by now, right? Or close to it?
Right, and he just had his birthday, so that's how he was released. Because they couldn't hold him any longer. But I have a 15-year-old that is still being held. And we have
really?
A plea deal. But the thing is plea deals are actually illegal for juveniles. And they don't have it in writing, so they can do basic, I mean, they can just never mind what the plea deal was. It, we had a one-year plea deal. And now they're saying that they, they're putting orders on my son that to not live with my family because
No, you look, you've got to get a hold of me on Facebook. We got to bring you on, and I'll lead you to Joseph. He'll lead you to other people. We will lead you to – you got to get this story out there, and this is what I preach on my show all the time. Look, it's your life. This is your way of life. This is who you are. You don't
right.
surrender. You've got to get it out as often as it can, often as you can. Does it suck? Yes, it does. Should you have to do it? No. But do you have to do it? Yes, and you can never give up. No, absolutely. You got to come on. That you got. I got to give you the full 2 hours. We got to cover your story from beginning to end. And if you want to bring your husband on, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
More than merry. But
okay.
We got to get this story out. You've got to get this story out. Go on Facebook. Type in the captain. You send me a message, and we'll bring you on. Now, I won't be able to bring you on until Monday.
Okay.
I can do Monday or Tuesday, November 1st, all next week, Monday through Thursday.
Well, actually, Monday
I can bring
is
you on.
A good day because my husband has off from work. So.
What day is that?
But,
Monday? That's Halloween.
Oh, yeah. But, Monday actually isn't a good day then. Okay, well, we'll just make sure that he's home.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Look, I'm going to be open. Look, if you want to
okay,
come on Monday, you want to come on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll rearrange my schedule. I don't give a damn. This is a story that needs to get out there. So
right.
You tell me whatever day is good for you, and I'll rearrange my schedule for you. That's how I work. You tell me what's best for you, because that's what this show is
okay.
about. This show is about people. It's not about me. It's about you. So you tell me whenever you can come on, and we'll bring you on. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. And
all right.
I love what you're doing and
well,
what you're saying.
I really want to thank you for calling in tonight. And I really hope that we can connect and get you on here. Look, we got to fight this stuff. We got to fight this stuff. We can't just let it go. And we can't ignore it. And that's the problem with too many people. Everybody wants to ignore the problem. For what? I don't know.
Right.
So,
well, it, didn't,
anyway,
it doesn't happen. Okay. Yeah.
No. Anyway, I really want to thank you for calling in. You get on Facebook right now and you send me a message. We'll bring you on whatever day you can do. And if you can't do next week, well, then we got the week after. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. So
okay.
I'm going to be here, but thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And that's what it takes, folks. That's what it takes to use your voice. And that's what I talk about at the beginning of this program. Look, it's your voice. Your voice is important. And if you don't use it, it's worthless. You don't use your voice. What the hell is the point of having it? Look, it's your life. It's your way of life. It's your family. It's who you are. Don't be afraid to fight. Don't be afraid to fight for who you are. Don't be afraid to fight for your family. Don't be afraid to fight for your way of life. And that's what's going on in this country today. People are waking up, and they are fighting for their way of life. They can't take it anymore. They just simply can't take it anymore. And they're going to stand up. And you want to talk about why we are having all of these problems with DCF and family courts? Well, look at Hillary Clinton. She's the one who designed it, her and her husband. They came up with it. Actually, most of it was her. She can't wait to take your kids and put them into adoption. Why? So they can train them. That's what the Nazis did. Oh, wait a minute. Well, you can't compare America with Nazis. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. The evidence is overwhelming. It is overwhelming The same exact thing, and it wasn't the Nazis that first came up with it. This has been going on for centuries. Tyranny has always been on planet Earth, and it always will be, until we have people who want to stand up and say no more. But if you're not willing to stand up, you're not willing to fight for your freedom, then you're going to lose it. Period. Conversation just frickin' ended. All right, let's go to the next call. This is Joseph. Okay, let's bring Joseph on here. Joseph, we were trying to bring you on the other night, but you didn't come on. What happened? Joseph, can you hear me? Joseph Gibson, you're on the air. What happened? Again? His phone doesn't work on this show for whatever reason the last couple of nights. Might be a freaking conspiracy. I don't know. But it took me forever to sign on. Joseph, can you hear me? Joseph Gibson, can you hear me? I tried bringing him on the other night. He had the same problem. Now he's not coming on again. What's going on here? Joseph Gibson. All right. Well, we'll try you again. Let me send him a little message here in the chat room. Hold on a second here. Let's see. Well, nevertheless, I'm glad that woman called. I'm glad that woman called, and I got to bring her on. Enough is enough with this crap. I mean, people don't seem to understand. I mean, you're 11 years old, and you're 13, and you get handcuffed for truth or dare? The love of God, man? Why? How would a cop? That's not a cop. I'm sorry. Any cop who's going to arrest a kid for truth or dare, that's not a police officer. That's not a police officer. That's a bully. That's a bully. That's not a cop. That's not policing. And we need police, but we don't need that. There's right kind of policing and wrong kind of policing. The right kind of policing we need and we want and we respect. At least I do. But the wrong kind of policing? No. That's just as dangerous, or actually more dangerous, than freaking criminals. It's actually more dangerous, I do believe. Bad cops are worse than the criminals. And what really makes me mad is the good cops can't say anything about the bad cops because they're going to lose their job. Well, how are you a good cop then? You're not a good cop. If you're a so-called a good cop, but you keep your mouth shut with the bad cops because you don't want to lose your job and you don't want to be, well, discriminated against because you ratted on one of your own. Look, I'm all for brotherhood. I believe in brotherhood. But covering up your brother's crime is not brotherhood. That's a crime. I'm sorry, but it is. We need cops. We need real police. We do need them. And we want them. And we want to respect them. We want to give them that respect. But there is a certain faction within the police department, especially the sheriffs anymore. The sheriff's departments are worse. They're the absolute worst. Because they have too much power. They've got a lot of power. A sheriff has more power than you could possibly imagine. A sheriff can create an army. He can build an army. A sheriff can kick the federal government out of his county. Sheriff has a lot of power. That's a good thing, and it's a bad thing. But we don't need cops to do that crap. We need policing. We don't need bullies. We need policing. Handcuffing a 13-year-old kid and a 15-year-old kid for truth or frickin' dare? I mean, come on. God only knows what they did, but I mean, look. We played truth or dare, too, when we were kids, and yeah, we got maybe a little over the line. But you need to get a little over the line. Kids need to cross the line from time to time so they learn. And when you do cross that line, guess what happens? Well, you learn. You go, oh, that was stupid. No, I'm never going to do that again. We don't need to be arrested for it. We got to look. You look, kids have to be able to learn on their own, man. They got to learn by trial and error. They got to fail. You can't learn anything in life unless you fail. I don't care what it is. You have to fail in order to learn. You have to fail in order to succeed. It's just the way life is. You shouldn't have to punish people for simply making a friggin' mistake. I mean, you punish them, yeah, but incarcerate them? Throw them in jail? Jail should be for people who are not trusted in society. They cannot be in society. That's the only time that you should even have handcuffs on you, is when you are not trusted to be in society. Not everybody needs to be handcuffed. They handcuff everybody. Everybody gets handcuffed. The first freaking thing a cop wants to do is just put you in freaking handcuffs. For what? Oh, well, it's for your own protection. No, it's not. I'm just tired of it. We got too much policing. And I'm not anti-cop. The first person that tells me I'm anti-cop, you're freaking out of here. Because I'm not going to put up with that crap. I'm not anti-cop. And I'm not going to listen to that nonsense. I'm anti-bad cop. I'm not anti-politician. I'm anti-bad politician. I'm not anti-lawyer, but I'm anti-bad lawyer. I'm not anti-judge. I'm anti-bad judge. I'm not anti-doctor, but I'm anti-bad doctor. Nor am I anti-teacher, even though I grew up in the frickin' school district. And yes, I got family members all over, from kindergarten all the way up to frickin' deans of major universities. And yes, major universities. Those are my family. I grew up with teachers, so I know their mentality. I'm not anti-teacher, I'm anti-bad teacher. I'm anti-bad. I don't care what your occupation is. I don't care who you are. I'm anti-bad Walmart greeters. I don't give a damn. I'm anti-bad. That's what I'm about, anti-bad. So you're going to sit here and call me anti-cop and a cop basher and all this crap. You're an idiot. Maybe if you shut your mouth long enough and actually pay attention and listen, you might actually understand what the hell I'm saying. But nobody wants to do that. No, they don't want to listen. All they want to do is hear. They hear a couple of words, and then they blast off into Deep Space Nine. Well, hearing and listening are two different animals. They're not the same thing. So shut up. God damn it. Ah! I don't know. I don't know what the hell to do anymore. I'm just tired of it all. All right, let's see if we can bring Joseph Gibson back on. See if he's awake. Joseph, can you hear me? Go in once, go in twice. Joseph Gibson.
Hello, hello, hello.
Why is Joseph Gibson not coming on the show? What's going on here? I think there's something going on here. I really do. I think there's something happening. I think there's something going on here. It took me forever to sign on tonight. I mean, forever. I mean, I did everything I could to sign on and finally made it. And I had less than 2 minutes before I finally got a connection. That's ridiculous. And I know Joseph listens, and I know he calls in. We've never had a problem with him before. But the last couple of nights, yeah, we've had some problems. So I don't think it's him. I think there's something going on. I think there's some hanky-panky going on. I think there's some serious hanky-panky going on. I don't know where the hell it's coming from, but I would suspect that it is coming from the Democrats. They're doing a lot of stuff with Facebook. Facebook, there's a lot of times where stuff just doesn't seem to want to add up. Stuff doesn't make sense. And they're trying everything they can to stop people, especially people from the right. You're not allowed to be from the right. Oh, God, you're on the right? Oh, God, we can't have you. We got to stop you. Well, you know what? We would love to be able to do that to you, but we don't. Why? Well, because we have respect for this. Hear that? Yeah, that's called the Constitution. And in the Constitution is a little thing called the Bill of Frickin' Rights. Yes, we do not disagree with you, but you do have freedom of speech, so we give you that freedom. We can disagree with you, but we still give you that freedom. We still give you that freedom. We're not doing that crap to you. Why do you got to do that to us? That's not freedom. That's tyranny. There's a big difference between the two. But most people on the freaking left, they have no goddamn concept of the difference between freedom and tyranny. They got it backwards. They think tyranny is actually freedom. These people are nuts. They're nuts, I tell you. They're freaking nuts. They're out of their damn fool minds. And American people are sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I can't take any more of it. I've had enough of it. Ah! I don't know. I don't know what the hell to do anymore. But we're about ready to run out of time here. And I'm pissed off. I'm done with it all. I can't take any more. I don't even know if I'm even on the air anymore. I mean, I don't know. I can barely hear anything. I can barely hear her. I can barely hear my sound cues. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on. But I do think that there is some hanky-panky going on. And it always happens every time I say stuff about Hillary Clinton and bringing up Donald Trump. That's when my shows get screwed over. I wonder why that is. Just a coinkydink. But I don't have too many problems with my sports show because, you know, sports and politics, they're not the same thing. But when the title of the show is Flirting with Disaster, how much more can we take with all of this corruption? Which comes from the song that I played tonight, Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet, one of my favorite songs of all time. And I'm telling you, one of my favorite concerts that I ever saw was Molly Hatchet. Oh my God, I think I was seventh or eighth grade when I saw Molly Hatchet. When they played Flirting with Disaster, I lost it, man. I've always loved that song, and I always will. And that's exactly what the hell is going on with this country today. We are flirting with disaster. How much more can this country take with all of this corruption? Well, I can't take any more, and I don't think the country can take any more. And if we do take any more, we're going to burst. We're going to friggin' burst. We're going to blow up. And this nonsense that assholes like this Steyerwald, this Chris Steyerwald on Fox News, everything's going to be fine. Oh, it's going to be just okay, relax. No, it's not. We're over $20 trillion in debt. We've got a depleted military that we want to start a war with Russia. We got Obamacare failing. And it's only going to get worse. I mean, we got to, you know, if we bring Hillary Clinton into office with all of her corruption. I mean, my God. And it's going to be okay, Chris Steyerwald? Really? Really? It's going to be okay? Then you're an idiot. You need to shut up. I never liked you anyway. You're an idiot. I'm sick and tired of idiots. I've had enough of them. Screw them. All right, that's about all we're going to do here tonight. I want to thank everybody listening, everybody in the chat room, everybody on their phones tonight. Joseph Gibson, I tried several times tonight and the other night. I don't know what's going on, but I did. If you're listening, if you can hear me, I did try to bring you on. So I don't know what's going on, but I think we got some hanky-panky. That's all I'm saying. We got hanky-panky. There's hanky-panky going on. There's too much hanky-panky going on. I could use a little hanky-panky right now, if you want to get honest, but not that kind of hanky-panky. The good kind. There's good kind and bad kind of hanky-panky. I'm talking about the good kind. Kind that makes you feel good. Kind of makes you want to have a cigarette afterwards. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody!